time to take a spin around Wisconsin and find stories you might have missed. This is WTMJ at the Republican National Convention. Now broadcasting live from Media Row at the Panther Arena inside the RNC. Here's Spinning the State on Spanning the State with Kristen Bry and Brian Noonan.
Comfortable with Big Voice giving such specific locations of where we are. He really geo-tracked us on that intro. But yes, we do spin the state every day after 2. And if you miss anything, and today you're definitely going to want to text SPIN to 855-616-1620 because one of the stories is audience participation. Yes, there's a tease for you. But let's spin the wheel and see where we're going first.
Oshkosh.
Oshkosh. Well, it's Wednesday, and that means another day. This whole thing has gotten me all thrown off. Since last week, I've been a day off with thinking it's a day later. Anyway, it's another day. It's another story. Guess what? School staffing shortages and how districts are trying to fix them. Today's dilemma, based in Oshkosh. The Oshkosh Area School District is fighting to fix this, but right now they have a few openings for the coming year. They're looking for teachers at all levels, elementary, middle, high school. They're looking for school counselors, special education teachers, substitute. Basically, if you're a human being who works in a school, Oshkosh needs you. So, to help fill those roles, the district is holding 2 job fairs at the administrative office on Eagle Street. The first one is tomorrow from 4 to 6. The second one scheduled for August 1st, same time, 4 to 6. Applicants will be able to meet with HR staff, principals, and other district staff members to learn about all the open positions. There are immediate start dates. So if you are an educator or involved in education and are anywhere near Oshkosh or want to move to Oshkosh, they are looking for people. No registration is required for these job fairs. So good luck.
Go. All right.
You want to go to Oshkosh, be a special ed teacher, a gym teacher?
I think I like my job.
Okay.
I got a pretty good job.
You got a lot of jobs. I didn't know if you wanted to add another line to your resume.
I had a commute. What the heck? Yes.
You could teleconference and be a counselor. That way you don't have to actually be
the drama teacher.
Yeah, there you go. Just bring her up on the smart board, and there you go.
All right.
I need a monologue.
All right, spit it.
Suamico.
All right, well, she may not write the songs that make the whole world sing, but she teaches kids how to play them. Ashley Segrist, a PAN teacher at Bayport High School in the Green Bay, is the Green Bay winner of the Manilow Music Project Teacher Award, as in Barry Manilow. That is right. The award comes with a $10,000 grant from the Manilow Fund and tickets to Barry's performance in Green Bay. So there was 10 local high schools in cities where Manilow's current tour is stopping, and they were invited to submit the names of their favorite music teacher and then voted to select the winner. So as the Green Bay winner, Segrist will receive $5,000 to use as she chooses. The school received $5,000 for new instruments, and she will be honored during Manilow's last in Green Bay show. So that is super fun. Manilow launched the program in response to a friend's request to get a saxophone for his high school daughter. Oh, Barry, you came and you gave without taking. Oh Barry.
Thank you for being so great. That was 100% right on the money. Very good. See, and you said a couple weeks ago you could not sing, and now we have disproved that. Myth busted. Congratulations for being a gamer. All right, spin it one more time, Maria.
Wausau.
I love this story. This is the audience participation part of Spinning the State today. So, most of us remember, even if it's not so fondly, the 1992 classic, Achy Breaky Heart. Do you remember?
Don't tell my heart. Oh, okay.
You
almost got me singing twice in one segment.
Yeah, if you want, go ahead.
No
more
the
solos?
Lost.
All right, well, you did great on the first one. Anyway, we also remember the iconic hairstyle of the singer Billy Ray Cyrus, the mullet. Yes, the mullet, known for being business in the front and party in the back, has mostly gone out of style, except for carnies and people who work at alligator parks, and most importantly, one 11-year-old boy in Wausau who is competing to become Kids Mullet Champion. See, this is the kind of thing you can start training Frankie for. These are the ideas that get your kid, you know, on a path to something.
Should I give Frankie a mullet?
I mean,
don't put it past Mike and I to use our kid for humor.
Mullet her up now when she's young and it won't scar her forever.
Okay.
Because once you get...
It's better than a bowl cut, right?
Yeah, I think so. And Jude Carlson, he's not embarrassed. This kid has been working on his world-class blonde mullet since the pandemic began because, as he said, he was bored. So that boredom turned into a follicle fixation and now his flowing locks reach the middle of his back. Jude told WAOW that he gets inspiration from his love of rock and roll and his hairstylist mom, but here's where you come in. He needs your help to win the championship. Why should you vote for Jude? Well, he doesn't mince words. Quote, "You should vote for me because I have the best mullet in the contest. We all know it, but I have to be a good sport," end quote. So if he wins, Jude plans to split the $5,000 prize between saving for college and a donation to St. Jude. So that's a good reason. And you got to do me a favor. If you've never texted SPIN to 855-616-1620, do it today. Vote for Jude and check out the picture of his mullet.
I just opened it.
It is insane.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
And it is, oh man.
It's luscious.
He is definitely business up top, and he is a party in the back. So there you go.
Vote for Jude.
Tomorrow night, if you're watching the convention, you know that as soon as Donald Trump makes his speech, the entire Fiserv Forum will be rained on by thousands of balloons. How did they get there? Why did they pick that color? Why balloons? I don't know. But the man behind it, Treb Heining, is going to join us after this to tell us all about the big balloon drop. It is Spanning the State.